Well, this team, obviously their running game has been best in the league. And yes. The quarterback and
right.
the running back.
Right. You know, I mean, as you mentioned, hey, man, how you doing? Yes, indeed. Their team is the number one offense in the NFL, and knowing that, of course, the mindset on this defense is to stop the run. I mean, that's always important, first and foremost. Stop the run for four quarters. They've been very effective these past, well, probably six or seven games, just doing what they do best. So it's important, especially on the defensive side of the ball, to go out there and try to out-execute them or just play our defense.
Have you seen, is there anything you see on film that gives you like a tangible reason for why the fourth quarter Tebow and their offense have been so good, but you know, especially like the Chicago game, first three quarters they weren't really able to get right. anything going.
They just know how to finish the game strong. And I think when they know the game is in their hands, they just utilize their momentum, and that's not just them, but it's offense, defense, and their special teams. They just have the will to finish, and so being the opponent or just going against them, we got to find a way to finish as well, and the best team best team win. Hey, Mayo.
After a week of watching film on Tebow, what are your final impressions?
I mean, watching film on him and just seeing him through previous games, he's like everybody said, he's a four quarter finisher. He just knows how to keep the ball rolling. He knows how to move out, in and out of the pocket and gain yardage to keep that series or certain drives going. So it's important, just as far as us, as whether it's on the defensive line or linebackers, just to keep them contained.
How much would it mean for the defense to get Spikes back?
Yeah, well, I mean, whether it's Spikes or just any other player that's hurt, you always miss a guy in the locker room that contributes the best way to know how. So hopefully his recovery will be sooner than later. I know, being a guy that has been hurt, or like myself that's been on IR, or just hurt in general, it's never easy. So we know he's hungry, and once it's time to come back, he'll be ready.
What kind of a balancing act is it this week for somebody like yourself who obviously wants to get after the quarterback, but
right.
you also have to hear that word discipline and keep your legs.
Well,
how important is that?
It's very important, because if you're not disciplined, as you know, they can gain additional yardage, whether it's Tebow running the ball or running back or anyone in general that can set those edges, turn those edges around and gain additional yardage. So it's not just the ends, but just everybody being real disciplined.
In basketball, they call it a trap. Are the Broncos somebody, with their zone disciplines, do they like to trap and try to get you out of position?
I won't say it's necessarily a trap. What they do is they do things real well. I mean, they've been edge runners. They've been able to run downhill. They've been able to have a few gimmick plays. So in general, every game that we saw, it's just all about discipline, and even when you are disciplined, you just got to play physical, because they'll take advantage of everything that you give them.
What are the benefits from the player standpoint of getting to a city a day early and having that city to, having that day to get acclimated?
Well, it's always important. I mean, especially when you come on a plane ride, that's probably about 2.5 to 3 hours plus. I mean, the jet lag has always been a thing, especially the players that play the game. So it's always good to come in a day earlier and get that recovery. So we've been very fortunate to have a coach that has an understanding of that.